Hey, what's going on, everybody? Like, thank you all for tuning into the show. As always, I got my home dog with me, Tyler. I'm Trey, and we are coming your way with the 110th edition of the Don't Kill the Messengers podcast. Got a lot of NBA that we're going to discuss today, so it's about to get right into it. First thing I'm about to talk about is this NBA draft that happened last week. Ty, just what were your thoughts on that draft, man?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a pretty good draft, not only because of the names involved, but there were a lot of moves that happened as well within the draft, which kind of kept it exciting. We saw a lot of trades, really, from the third and fifth pick, really all the way through the very end of the draft. That, you know, it seemed like teams were trading picks and trading players, and it was, you know, it was keeping you on your toes. So, you know, just something new around every corner, and that was great. But, you know, not to be overdone by the talent in this draft. And there sure is a heck of a lot of it.
Yeah. I'm just about to ask, man, for the next question. Just how do you think this draft compares to the recent previous years of the NBA draft, just based on the talent that it had in it?
That's always so hard to judge, just because we don't know.
Haven't seen the guys skill play yet.
Yeah. I mean, we don't. You know, we know how these guys match up against, 18-year-olds. How are they going to match up against 26-year-olds?
Yeah,
27-year-olds. You know, guys who are seasoned NBA veterans who've been going at it,
for years.
Year in and year out. Yeah. So, and no offense to anybody that was drafted, but we know Trae Young can, hit a 3-point shot over whoever the guard for Oklahoma State is. We don't know if he can hit a 3-point shot over, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
We don't know. So it's going to be a waiting game. But if, we're just going to be speculative and take random guesses, I would say I think this class could fare very well. Starting with DeAndre Ayton, just nice size and, just good skill set for a big man. And then we got, the Luka Doncic, or I don't even know how to say his last name.
What are your thoughts on him, man? Because
I think he has a complete game. In his own defense, he was the guy in one of the top leagues in the world. So it's not like he was playing slouch talent.
Yeah.
He was playing some good talent. It's not the NBA. We all remember the hype around Darko and the hype around Andrea Bargnani and the hype around, Rubio.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say, to be fair, all those guys have bright, shining, maybe not Darko, but have bright, shining moments.
Yeah.
But how many of those European guys have been the guy once they've come over to the NBA? Closest thing, we've seen in the last handful of years is obviously Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
But it's a gamble whenever you take, one of these guys who's playing in an overseas league, when you're picking them to be the centerpiece of your franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely agree with that there, man. But just looking at through the picks, man, you mentioned the trades too, man. Out of all those picks, what comes to your mind as, the picks that you like the most?
Well, I think from all the text conversations that we've had, that I'm going to pick, that I love whoever takes Mo Bamba. I think Mo Bamba is going to be a solid NBA player. I think he's built for it, and he's only going to get stronger.
Yeah.
Which is great. I do find it, I don't want to say odd, but a little, I don't even know what the right word is, a little talent hindering, if you will, that a team took him that already has a solid center.
Yeah, that's
in Nikola Vucevic. I mean, Bamba's going to find his way to the floor. He'll get the minutes quick. Vucevic does have his share of injuries, though, be fair. So Bamba's going to get his time. He's going to get his chance. But, honestly, to be fair, you're looking at the top 10 picks, and I might only scratch my head at a couple.
Yeah.
You know, so I like a lot of the picks that were made really throughout the entire draft. I wouldn't necessarily sit around and say there were bad picks, because I don't know that there were.
Yeah.
Were there some stretches? Yeah, absolutely. I think Trae Young was a stretch. He was drafted fifth by Dallas, but the rights were traded to Atlanta. So technically, he was the third pick of the draft.
Yeah.
To me, that is a stretch for Trae Young. Defensive liability. He's a one trick pony, and I mean, you look at Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Who, you know, similar player. He's going to be the comparison, but.
Do you honestly believe he could be a Steph Curry, or you know that's a huge?
I think Steph Curry's defense is underrated. I don't think Steph Curry plays great defense, but it's not like he plays no defense.
Yeah.
And then I think Steph Curry's way better around the rim. So he's going to have to. Trae Young is going to have to definitely get a lot of game. If he wants to be in that conversation with Steph Curry. And that's kind of, you know, the whole thing right now is his game's going to be compared to Steph Curry because he's the closest thing we have skill set wise. So, I mean, if he wants to be Steph Curry, man, he's got a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah. All right, man. Any other ones that come to your mind?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think here. Like, are we just talking just picks, or can we talk team?
Just like go for whatever, man. Whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna laugh a little bit just because you only think you know where I'm going with this, but I really liked the Lakers draft.
Okay.
Lakers taking Mo Wagner in the first round. I think you're getting a solid stretch four. He's listed as 7 foot. I don't know if he's 7 foot. If I had to guess, he'd probably be 6'11", but whatever, 7 foot.
Close enough, man.
Yeah, but they took him, and then they took a guy whose name I will never be able to pronounce out of Kansas. But you look at what the NBA is doing right now, and they took two guys that can shoot and hustle.
Yeah.
And I think those are great picks. A lot of people believe that... I'm just going to give his name a fair shot here, but it's Vyacheslav Mikhailuk. I think it's Mikhailuk or something. Okay. Anyway, but a lot of people were saying he was the best shooter in the draft.
Hmm.
I mean, coming out of Kansas, he was Kansas's shooter. He was their 3-point guy. So, I mean, I think the Lakers drafted smart. Did they draft safe? Yes. But I also don't think they're in a position to make a stretch, go for someone who they believe is going to be an absolute stud, because I think where they're going to get that guy is through free agency.
Yeah.
So I think they did a good job of just building some role pieces, and you know, hopefully they pan out, they see the floor.
No,
I think Wagner makes the roster.
Yeah. I was about to ask you, man, do you think there's any chance, like, he could be a, like, breakout, like, all-star, superstar in the NBA? Or do you just think he's going to be just one of those, just reserve guys out there, just go out there, get you a couple of buckets and get you a nice set of rebounds, do what's needed for the team, but just not be a superstar?
You're talking Mo Wagner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll be an all-star. Okay. Could he have an all-star season? Yeah, but I don't see him being an all-star. You're out.
Okay.
I think you're gonna see a guy who's gonna struggle against some of the big men in the NBA. He's not one to go and get you 10 boards. He's
stretch the floor.
I mean, yeah. You're gonna get a guy who's gonna come in, hit some threes. I think a good thing about him is he can hit big shots. You can trust him on the floor late in the game. You know, if you're trying to make a comeback, you could throw him in the game, play some small ball, and have a solid shooter out there. He does have good post offense. Just on the defensive end, he's gonna struggle to fight with the big guys down low. Once again, yes, he will get stronger, but he just where he's at right now, like, I don't see him really getting down there with the, you know, the Drummonds or the even really the Kevin Loves right now. I just don't see that. But you know, as he grows in the league, he'll get bigger. He'll get it figured out. But you're also not bringing him in to get you 10 boards a game. You're bringing him in to hit a few threes, make some buckets, play some solid defense. He's a smart player, high IQ. He plays good defense.
Yeah,
it's just the bigger bodies he'll struggle with.
Just thinking about it more, man. I was telling you when the Lakers first drafted him, I was kind of iffy on it. But you know, looking at just, I think he'd be a good fit just with Walton and just his style of play for that offense. Yeah. With him just stretching out the floor, and hopefully if they can bring these free agents in that I want to come in, I think he'd be a good addition to this team. Do I think he could be, all-star Hall of Famer? I don't know about that, but I think he'd be a good role player that can go out there and help the Lakers get the job done, especially if they could bring in the free agents that a lot of people are talking about. He'd definitely spread the floor. He could be a guy that the defense or whatever, they could drift their eyes off of, and you can knock down some open buckets stretching the floor. So it's going to be interesting to see. Like I said, free agency is another thing. It's one thing to draft a player, is another thing to pick up a guy during free agency. So just going to have to see more from this Lakers franchise and see what they'll do during this free agency. But I think he can be a good piece. If everything works out for the Lakers, I think he can end up being a solid player for him.
Yeah, I'm also going to mention a couple names because I think they were some of the bigger talked about names in the draft. I already mentioned I thought Trae Young was a reach.
Yeah.
Even being drafted at 5, I still think that's a small reach to grab him. Two more names I also thought were reaches were Dante DiVincenzo, picked 17 by Milwaukee. I mean, I think the guy, really good basketball player, smart player, high energy, can shoot, can play defense, high IQ. I think he just had a killer workout and a really big national championship game. Now everybody's kind of on that bandwagon. Yeah. So I think he could have fallen a little bit more and been more appropriately taken. But then the second name that I think also was reached was Grayson Allen. I think you're going to fall into some character issues with him. I mean, we know the whole tripping saga that he had at Duke that spanned a few years, actually. Once again, talented player. I just don't know
how he'll translate. Just looking at the teams, like all the teams that could have drafted him, it just seems like to me, like just Utah, this is a good fit for him. To me, I got all the teams that could have drafted him. I just feel like the Jazz.
He's going to be a bench guy. Yeah. He's going to be your guy that comes off the bench and gives you 14 minutes a game. I don't think he's going to be much right away. It'll take some years or some injuries for him to really see it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I think he's going to be a terrible pro. I just think it was a bit of a reach to draft him there. I think you could have, it was Utah's only first round pick.
Yeah.
So if you wanted him, you had to take him.
Yeah.
And I get that, but I just think that was a bit of a reach there, but someone, and I think you'll agree, someone who fell, probably rightfully so with the injury scare, but Michael Porter Jr. with 14 to Denver.
Yeah.
That could end up being a very good pick for them, especially if he can A, stay healthy, and B, develop like everybody believes he is. I mean, guy was the number one prospect coming out of high school. Unfortunately got hurt in college. But the only thing I can think of is, can he possibly be like Kyrie Irving? Kyrie Irving had a longer college career than Michael Porter Jr. did, but Kyrie Irving still only had like a very, very small sample.
Yeah.
And somebody saw enough to take him number one, but Can Michael Porter Jr. possibly draw the comparison of short college career due to injury, comes into the NBA and is killer?
Yeah.
That's every time I see Michael Porter Jr. now, that's all I can think of is, can he draw that Kyrie Irving career path?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, only because, you know, with the Detroit connection, what were you thinking as the Clippers took Miles Bridges in that Piston spot?
Just.
And this is where I wish we had Darnell this week.
Yeah, we had to ask him that next week, man. It would have just, hey, man, it is what it is, man. It would have been, you know, awesome for him to, you know, if it was possible for them to get him. But, you know, hey, that's the name of the business, man. You made those trades and, you know, getting rid of Van Gundy and all that, man.
I look at that situation and think, okay, let's put the Pistons back in that 12th spot. But that's so hard because then I think if they're still in that 12th spot, they don't have Blake Griffin. So even if you reverse that trade, you look at them, you know, still having Tobias Harris in that starting lineup. And then I only have to help but wonder, do they take the chance on Michael Porter Jr.?
Yeah.
You know, and then I also sit there and say,
let me ask you with that, man, because, you know,
it's going to be a big game of what ifs.
Yeah.
You know, big game of what ifs.
How much that with them, they had a pick in the second round. What pick was it?
Third.
Bruce Brown.
They took Bruce Brown out of Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
And then they traded later in the draft and got another pick.
Yeah. But just looking at it with them potentially, you know, getting picked in the first round, man, do you think they really missed out on some good draft picks?
I mean, you always do. When you miss the playoffs, you're in the lottery. I mean, I don't really know what much else to say on that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you're not picking in that lottery, it's a gambled pick. It always is. You know, anytime you can land inside that lottery, you're probably doing your team a favor.
Yeah.
So, look at who was picked 12 through 16. Could have the Pistons used one of those guys? Yeah, absolutely. But I also think their biggest off, and I said this a couple weeks ago before the Pistons got Dwayne Casey, which I think is huge for the Pistons. He's their biggest free agent pickup this year. And I think that having a full year of him, a full year of Blake Griffin, once again, if he could stay healthy, I think the Pistons will be fine. They just need to figure out, you know, the shooting guard position. They really need someone to evolve there.
Yeah.
They also need Reggie Jackson to stay healthy. Yeah. They need a year of health, and that's just what the team needs. They get too hurt too often.
Yeah.
And it leads to missed playoffs.
You know, with Blake, you know, he's always getting hurt too. So, like, you know, he's a blessing on the court, but, you know, he can turn into a curse with those injuries. So, just got to find a way for him to stay healthy too and see if they can get some wins and everything going with Casey. So, just have to see. This one pick for me, man, and I'm just kind of interested in was – me, I watched a lot of Colin Sexton for Alabama. Watched him a lot this year just with Alabama. Got Roos there, and, you know, I'm a huge fan of Avery Johnson. I hated when they got rid of him in the NBA, so I was just watching him. Just really think this could possibly be a good fit for him, man. He's a great scorer, knows how to get points. So if he can, at that point guard position for the Cavs, if he can master that, and then they somehow could get LeBron to stay there, have good experience just to learn and just develop as a player. So I'm going to be watching a lot of him this year just to see how he develops, see how he can put points on the board for that team and just play, especially with his coach. Like I said, Avery Johnson has got to play in the NBA and coach in the NBA. So hopefully just playing with him, hopefully just been learning some stuff from Avery about just how to transition to the next level. So that's just a guy that I'm just going to be excited to watch. I think he can possibly be a very entertaining player to check out in the NBA.
So. Yeah, he's definitely an explosive player.
Yeah.
you know, we've seen some highlights out of him that make you think, you know, he's not scared to get to the rim and things like that. But, you know, once again, the NBA, bigger guys, bigger game.
Yep.
You know, but I think Colin Sexton has a lot of promise. I don't know that he is what Cleveland necessarily needs. You know, there was, a lot of talk when, LeBron was in Miami that Shabazz Napier was the guy he really wanted. Then he bolted out. It's not like you're drafting Colin Sexton to keep LeBron.
Yeah.
But a part of me, also wonders, does LeBron still have input there, even if he may, exit stage left on him?
Yeah.
But, I do think, he can bring some excitement to that team if LeBron does hit the road. But I think Colin Sexton is definitely a guy that will benefit any team he's on.
Yeah.
High energy, good offensively. I think he needs to work a little defensively. Granted, I'll probably say that about anybody coming into the NBA. You need to work on your defense.
Yeah.
It's a different level of offense in the NBA. So,
yeah.
Especially with some of the guards that are in that Eastern Conference, you look at Lowry, Irving, Wall. These are elite guards.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a point guard in the NBA, you got to get it together pretty quick.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to be a starting point guard.
Yeah. All right, Ty. Any other ones that come to your mind? Any picks or any picks that you didn't like? Or?
I think another one that I found pretty interesting was the Knicks taking Kevin Knox out of Kentucky. Just one of the more brutal fan bases that overanalyze absolutely everything. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at them picking ninth. You had Mikal Bridges still on the board. Miles Bridges still on the board. Michael Porter Jr. still on the board. And those are three names I thought they could have taken.
Hmm.
So they must really see something in Kevin Knox. You know, at least with the New York fan base, I feel like if they don't pick the quote-unquote stud sexy pick, they don't like it.
Yeah.
And Kevin Knox got some big time mixed reviews. But then again, look at how they reacted when they drafted Porzingis. Now they love the guy.
Exactly.
So, now they love the guy. So I'm not saying it's a bad pick.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's a bad pick. It's an interesting pick.
Yeah. So just have to see how it goes, man. See how to transition to the court.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What do you know much about Antetokounmpo's bro, Kostas or Kostas?
No,
okay.
No. I don't think really anybody does. Okay. But what I do know is you're looking at a guy who's going to be a similar build. I don't think he's as good.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be as good right away.
Yeah. Do you think the Mavs try to underwent the kind of LeVar Ball way with trying to get the bros to play together and stuff the road? Or?
Probably not. I don't know that that's a thing that they're really searching for. They don't want that kind of, I kind of call it like false publicity. Just like you're trying to build up this huge picture that just everybody knows isn't going to work. Yeah, let me put it this way. You're picking 60th in the draft. Why would you not want to take that chance?
Yeah.
Because if for some reason he's even, a glimpse of his older brother, you could have a steal at 60.
Yeah.
You never know. And honestly, if I was picking in the second half, that second round, knowing it was all you had left in the draft, I probably would have taken the chance on him. See if he develops. Because if he doesn't develop, what'd you do? You wasted, one of the final picks in the draft on him. Big deal.
Yeah. So, I can definitely agree with that. All right, Ty. This right here is going to be a tough one just because, like I said, we haven't seen these guys play. We talked about the picks and everything, but just based upon the player and the team, that they got drafted to. Who do you think is a possible Rookie of the Year candidate just based on the player and the team that picked him. Who do you think has the best opportunity to shine?
Yeah. You know, and I think that's the perfect way to phrase that. Who do you think has the best opportunity to shine? Yeah. So that always leads me to two things. One, what supporting cast do they have around them? And two, what kind of playing time are they going to get? Yeah. So I'm looking at someone like DeAndre Ayton. He'll start from day one. Pretty good supporting cast around him, honestly. You have a Devin Booker. You have Josh Jackson. I mean, you have talent around it.
Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton, I think he will at least be the early leader for Rookie of the Year. I think, obviously, Luka Doncic, I think you have to look at him.
Yeah.
Going to a Dallas team that just doesn't have much going for it right now.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have... I think those will be my two front runners. You're looking at Trae Young, who, if he can just light it up offensively, I think he'll have a good shot at it.
Yeah.
You know, so those would probably be my top three names. If I had to pick someone, you know, kind of a little, well, I'll probably put Michael Porter Jr. as the fourth name.
Okay.
I'll put Porter Jr. as kind of in that, like, top four. If I had to pick someone kind of a little more out there, a little bit more of a dark horse, if you will, it would probably be Kevin Knox.
Okay.
I think he'll get on the floor. I think he'll play. If he could just go out and be solid, he's a bigger body for a small forward. Not necessarily height wise, but he'll beef up and he'll get pretty big. So I think if he can, you know, really, really get out there and keep evolving offensively, I think he could have a fair shot at it. But okay. I think he'd need some help to win it.
All right. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Is there anything else you got to say about the draft, man, before we move on?
No, not really. I mean, fun draft. Fun names all over that draft.
Yeah.
You know, just, if I could throw one more name out there, it's kind of an absolute dark horse in all of it. In
the entire thing. Mo Wagner?
No, Anfernee Simons.
Okay.
Or Anfernee Simmons or Simons, whichever way you go. I think it's Simons. But, like, the guy played at the IMG Academy, didn't even play at college, didn't play overseas even.
Yeah.
Just what in the world is he going to be drafted by Portland?
Yeah.
He'll probably be a bench guy. Mainly because, I mean, look who they have in front of him. Dame Lillard. Well, yeah. Dame Lillard's a free agent, yeah? I can't remember. But either way, they got CJ McCollum, too. I mean,
yeah.
As long as those two are in front of him, he won't start. But I mean, tape I've seen of that guy, he's explosive. But the issue is he's a 6'3 shooting guard. Like, most point guards in the league these days are like 6'4.
Yeah.
You know, 6'2 to 6'4. So he'll be a smaller two guard, but, you know, just some tape I've seen on him. Looks like he can play. He can shoot. He's athletic, can get to the rim. But, you know, once again, different league, different game.
Yeah, I don't think he's a free agent this year, Ty. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Thought I may have saw something on that, but I could be wrong.
All right. Okay, man, just moving on. We're still about to talk some basketball, but about to just talk about some possible moves and moves that went on so far. First, man, just one of the craziest stories about it, man. I call him the silent assassin, but he's been making a lot of noise this year with him being injured and everything. But Kawhi Leonard, man, what do you think will happen to him? You think he's going to get traded? You think him and the Spurs are going to make up? This is just crazy, but what do you think is going to go on with
him? Yeah. I think it's so hard to tell. Just a part of me thinks he's actually gone. I don't think the Spurs are going to want that type of negativity roaming around the locker room, roaming around the fringe. I don't think they want that around. Let me see here. Is Kawhi's a free agent this year? Correct?
No, next year, I believe.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking this year. Yeah. Let me check that real quick. Yeah, no, you're right. He's guaranteed money for the next couple. So, yeah. Anyway, I mean, a part of me, you know, says he's gone. A part of me wants him to stay because it's like he's the Spurs now.
Yeah.
Like it's his franchise, but you know if he's not happy there, I don't want him to stay. You know, we want to see Kawhi on the floor. We want to see Kawhi at his best. And just right now, I don't think that's in San Antonio.
Yeah, it's.
But like in terms of where he'll go, I don't even have the first clue. I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in LA, especially if LeBron does not. I think he could be a fit there. I would just find it very interesting as to what the return would be.
Yeah. I would, you know, just with this man, Kawhi, he's my favorite player in the NBA right now. So I would love for him to go back home, as I told you, to play for the Lakers. I just think Magic has a lot on his plate to try to trade to get him. The Lakers have some pieces. You know, a young guy and, you know, Kuzma, you know, this rumor going around that they would trade Lonzo. You know, it'd just be interesting to see what he would set up for the Spurs team if they could get that to happen. But it just seems very unlikely because it seems like the Spurs are either want him or want him to go to the East. So it's, you know, it's tough. For that to happen, but I would, you know, the Spurs, the Lakers and the Spurs, man, that was like my two teams. The Lakers just being my number one team. So it's, I would love to see him go there, but, you know, I'm kind of at the same time, man, I'm pretty disappointed in, you know, what's happening with the Spurs right now between, you know, when you got just classy guys like Pop, you know, stuff like that with him trying to, you know, get Kawhi to stay there and everything like that. It's kind of just like, man, what is going on? That would cause a guy like him to just want to be out like that. But it's just crazy, man. It's at the end of the day, it's a business, man. So you got to try to make some of the best players in the world happy. So it just, yeah, I don't know where he would end up if they were to get rid of him. But this is just absolutely insanity. Just have to see how this will play out, man. Because I was just like, this was about a year ago before the season started and whatnot. I was not expecting things to go down like this, so it's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, just some rumors going around that it looks like the Lakers are heavily pursuing if he officially gets on the market, if the Celtics want to be in play.
Kawhi could definitely help the Celtics, but I mean, it's like, I kind of feel like, why? You know what I'm saying? You made it to the finals. You had your two best players.
But why wouldn't you?
I don't know, man. It is what it is, right? That's what they want to do.
You're looking at when healthy, probably the easily a top three defensive player.
Yeah.
And an MVP candidate and defensive player of the year candidate. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to try and make that move if you could.
Yeah. Right. Just have to see, man.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. All right. Now just thoughts on Gortat going to the Clippers, man. How do you feel about that one? I was very shocked to see Austin Rivers fire that deal, man. I thought Doc would have tried to hold on to his son as much as possible. But
yeah.
Hey, got rid of him, kicked him to the curb, and brought in Gortat. So thoughts on that, man?
Yeah. Just to show that the Clippers are not confident in the fact that they can keep DeAndre Jordan this year.
Yeah.
Looks like they think they'll lose him as he is a free agent this year. I mean, there's just no other explanation why you'd bring a starting center in like that.
Yeah.
I think in reality, it was a pretty fair trade. Pretty even trade. I don't think one team got screwed or anything like that. But I do wonder what Washington's plan is going to be. I mean, are you bringing in Austin Rivers to be a backup point guard?
I kind of like Gortat's role with the...
Yeah, I liked him with Washington. Good play.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of disappointing year this year. I thought he could have played a little bit better, but just the previous years, other than that, he's been a nice little piece for them. What they asked for him, he was doing it. So, I kind of really didn't understand that one for the Wizards. Just with that, they've always had problems kind of with Wall and Beal playing together. They were playing together good. Mm-hmm. During the regular season, but when the playoffs got here, that's when they started to stumble a little bit. So it's, seemed like they would have tried to do something to help that situation out better, either, try to get rid of one of them or something like that. But yeah, that was very interesting to get rid of Gortat for Austin Rivers. So,
yeah, like I said, I think I'm just a little more shocked that with all the moves the Clippers had been making in the last few years that Austin Rivers was still with them. I always thought he was one of their better trade pieces, and they continually held on to him.
Yeah.
I actually like Austin Rivers' game.
Yeah. How do you feel? You think, because, everybody was saying in the league, hey, man, if it wasn't for your dad, you wouldn't be in the NBA.
You disagree with that? I wouldn't say that. I think he's, at least earned his place in this league. Yeah. I mean, starter, bench role. With the right team, he's a starter. With the right team, he's a bench player.
Yeah.
A six man. I'm not trying to belittle a six man position. That's a very respectable role if you're a six man on a team. Exactly. Very important.
Yeah.
But I think he has earned his place in this league. Solid role player.
Yeah.
Solid role player.
Now, what about this whole Dwight Howard situation, man? This was a shocker to me as well. Just looking at him and Charlotte, just thought that they could have helped bring in some guys to the team. You had Dwight Howard. Say what you want to say about him. He had a pretty decent season with them. And you had Kemba Walker on the team. He's very underrated and unappreciated point guard in the league. Does not get his name called out like he should. The guy can absolutely ball. But ended up trading him and getting rid of Dwight. So how did you feel about that when you first heard it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of, when I saw the news sitting here saying, is this what Dwight Howard has turned into? Yeah. honestly, I mean, think about his days in Orlando and then with, the Rockets. He was a force to be reckoned with. Then he went to LA and things started to change.
Yeah. To be honest, since we're talking about him, Dwight Howard to me, in my personal opinion, for me, I think he's one of the just biggest disappointments. This in terms of me, man. When you go out there, you get the nickname of Superman. Who guys already calls himself Superman, Shaquille O'Neal, one of the greatest NBA players of all time, and for him to just go out there and ball out like he did in Orlando. And then, he had the whole situation going on with him and Van Gundy, with him, getting Van Gundy out there. Mm-hmm. Then go to the Lakers. I get it. He was injured that year, but, didn't have the best season there. Then him and There was stuff going on with rumors between him and Kobe. Then the Houston Rockets just playing with a great guy like James Harden. You know, so there was some rumors going around that him and James Harden were going at it. And, you know, just what the potential for me, man, this guy definitely did not reach his peak if you was to look at his potential. This guy could have just been an absolute beast. You know, he's a great player, don't get me wrong, but I really think this guy could have been a lot better than what he is right now. So
Yeah, and I mean, he can't even really hold a role right now.
Yeah. It's like it's as talented as this guy was, and, you know, just as much as, you know, the people projected him to be, you know, this guy just team after team, and, you know, he should be one of those guys with your franchise where when free agents, like, you know, LeBron and, you know, the Paul Georges, those guys should be like, okay, Dwight Howard, okay, I want to play with this guy.
He's
just going from team to team. He should be one of those guys for your franchise where you can count on to help bring players to him.
Yeah, well, and I mean, and I think that's what we're going to see with him, because I'm not shocked he was bought out.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to play for Brooklyn.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And I don't even think Brooklyn wants to pay him.
Yeah.
So I'm not shocked by the buyout. I think he'll land somewhere with a contending team. I think a contending team's going to pick him up.
Any place in mind?
Not having done a ton of research into it, no. I'm not even sure which conference he'll end up in, to be honest, because I just don't know what his overall interest is in the league.
Yeah.
I think maybe when we see a couple of the bigger free agents shake out, land a little later. So I would definitely say look for some of the bigger guys to sign and then look for Dwight to kind of fall into a place. And I would also say expect for him to take a pay cut.
Okay.
I don't think he's looking for top dollar anymore. I think he's done with that. Okay.
You think a championship is just more his concern during this stage of his career?
I wouldn't necessarily say. I mean, ultimately, yes. Is he going to publicly say it? No. He'll say he'll want to be with a contender. But I don't think he'll say my goal is a championship and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants that label put on him as the guy who just went to a team to win a championship.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to be what he's doing.
Definitely hear you there, man. All right, just anything else to add about these trades and potential trades, Todd, before we get on to this free agency? All right. Let's get right into it, man. You know, July 1st is fastly approaching. It's going to be here in any minute. Just going to talk about some of these potential guys and where you think they could go. One person I didn't add on the list, but I just thought of him, Ty. You know, this guy was making a name for himself last year and, you know, just failed. Never seen anything like this, but Isaiah Thomas was just having a spectacular year. Potential MVP when he's with the Celtics, traded him, you know, half struggling with the Cavaliers and just was not. Could not find his place with the Lakers. What do you think is going to end up happening to him, man?
I still think he has a place in the league. I don't think he's yesterday's news. I think he could stay with the Lakers. Especially if they're willing to bring in another guy.
Yeah.
And especially if they get Kawhi. Wouldn't be too awful shocked if some Alonzo Ball's dealt.
Yeah. You know, they were, like I said, there was rumors approaching. Like I said, I like Lonzo. You know, he's a baller, but you know, my favorite, you know, rookie out of the guys was Kuzma. So I just don't want to see Kuzma go. that's a guy that I want the Lakers to keep. But like I said, man, if, you know, Magic and the crew, if they have to, you know, move those guys to bring in these big time players right now in order to get that championship, you know, I can understand it. But Kuzma's the guy out of all of them on the Lakers right now that I just do not want to see go. So I like Lonzo. I like him a lot. You know, if you recall before the draft, even happened when they picked Lonzo, I was huge on D'Angelo Russell. I wanted him to stay there. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them to go for Lonzo. But, you know, it's – hate to see Lonzo go, but, you know, just Kuzma's the guy that I just don't want to see go at all, man. That guy's just a phenomenal basketball player, just very entertaining. He can go out there and get up some points. Just plays this position just so well. I think he would be a good piece for those guys if they could bring in those free agents to help him. So, but yeah. So yeah, man. With him possibly staying with the Lakers, man, if he could go out there and, you know, say if they bring in a Paul George, a LeBron, and, you know, Kawhi, I'm pretty sure Isaiah wouldn't mind staying there. That would make his job a lot easier having those guys. With him on the court, and wouldn't have a lot of hard work to do, man, passing the ball to those guys. So it'd be that's a good point, Ty. It'd be interesting to see if he could stay there. Now, what about DeAndre Jordan? What do you see going on with him?
Yeah, I definitely see him moving on. I think he realizes the, you know, the Clippers, Lob City thing's all done.
Yeah,
I mean, Chris Paul moved on, Blake Griffin moved on. I think it's just time.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure where he would end up because
Yeah. I was about to say he wants to go to the Rockets. He made that nice and clear, but I don't see a reason why the Rockets would get them. I'm a huge fan
of especially Clint Capella. If I were them, I'd rather have Clint Capella.
Exactly. So unless he, you know, if he wants to come off the bench behind Clint, sure, we'll get you, but, you know, I don't see them. If I got between Clint Capella and DeAndre Jordan, I'm going to roll with Clint. So it's,
you know. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be able to sign Clint Capella for, you know, less money overall. Yeah. I think it's just a better move, honestly, to stick with Capella. So I mean, you know, a team I actually am roughly hearing, don't know how true it is, but the Mavericks could try to make another move for him.
Yeah, despite I heard about the whole
"Hey, I'll sign with you guys, just kidding" deal.
Yeah.
So that's a place he could end up. They can clear the space for him. And then they can give him the deal he would want. So at this point, I think you're looking for who's going to be able to pay him more than necessarily who's going to want him. Because, I mean, what team wouldn't love to have him?
Exactly.
You know, you're going to look at roughly 12 points, 15 rebounds.
Yeah. And those blocks, you know,
two blocks a game. So it's just the fact that I don't think some of these bigger competing teams can actually afford to get them unless you're a team. I mean, Boston's going to be in every free agency race just because they have the picks and they have the young talent to deal.
Yeah.
So Boston's going to be in every conversation.
Yeah.
But I think the Mavericks are very, very realistic here.
What about the Cavs? You know, the King is looking for a place to, you know, set his throne. He possibly might want to stay in Cleveland or might want to go to LA or somewhere else.
Well,
the Cavs, or do you think that's a piece?
Well, no. What I'm hearing from the Cavs is they want to put all of their eggs in the Kevin Love basket. I don't think you're going to want Kevin Love and DeAndre Jordan, especially if you don't have LeBron James. Now, if you keep LeBron, you keep Kevin Love, and you can find a way to afford DeAndre Jordan, yeah, sure, maybe.
Yeah.
But that would still be one of the, you know, weirder put together teams out there. I mean, you're looking at, you know, well, I actually, it wouldn't be that weird now that I think about it, because I mean, at that point, you're probably you know, going to be dealing it, or yeah, you're probably going to deal at least Tristan Thompson. And let's be real. Anybody would rather have DeAndre Jordan at this point.
Yes.
Could Cleveland get in there? Yeah, but if they're holding on to LeBron, it's I don't know what they'll be able to afford outside of him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they have the roster they have now, because they couldn't afford anything else.
Yeah. All right, anything else for DeAndre Jordan, man?
I mean, honestly, I don't really care where he ends up. I'm just going to go ahead and say that as it is. I don't necessarily think he's chasing the ring. I still think he's chasing some contract.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be shocked if he ends up with a non-contender, but a team that's willing to give him a big deal.
Yeah. All right. Up next, we have CP3, Chris Paul. With him, man, there's, issues about him getting a max deal with the Rockets. And I was going to ask you, too, because him and LeBron are close. That he was trying to get him to the Rockets, but is there any possibility that LeBron could talk to Chris into going to Cleveland, since they, like, real close friends? You think there's any possibility he can land in Cleveland, or you think that's just out the window?
I'm going to go with no on that one. I think Chris Paul wants to stay in Houston. Look at this season they just had, and he sat out in the most pivotal game of the postseason.
Yeah.
Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, I don't know. If he played, we may have seen a different outcome. We don't know. But I do think, they were so close, and he knows it. The whole Rockets organization knows it. So I look for him not going for the max. I look at him taking what he needs to stay in Houston and get all the necessary pieces to Houston as well for another push against Golden State next year.
Okay. I could definitely, see that. I think, he's going to end up there, staying there. So you pretty much said everything on my mind, Todd. So, all right, up next, we have Boogie, DeMarcus Cousins, in the free agency. I will say he is one of the guys that I want to see in L.A. If I had it my way, the Lakers could have two or three guys going there. If they could somehow make it work, I would love to see Boogie, Kawhi, and LeBron there. For the Lakers, if they could somehow get that to work. Boogie is a guy.
They would have nobody else at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would just thinking that if they could somehow get that to happen, I would absolutely love that. I know, I like Paul George too, but, Boogie's just one of my top three, top five guys in the NBA. So, nothing to Paul George. I definitely think he could help the Lakers out. We're going to get to him in a minute, but
you think he can help the Lakers out from another team.
Just would love to see, Boogie there in the L.A. uniform, especially just with the, tradition that they have of their, centers, Shaq, Wilt, Jabbar. He's definitely like the top center out there right now in the league, so love to just see him there, man. But just your thoughts, man. What place would you think is a good place for him to play? Is there any team you think got in mind that would be the perfect fit for him?
Honestly, I don't know that there is such thing as a perfect fit for DeMarcus Cousins. I think he is just one of those guys that a lot of teams would love to avoid. Every team would love the talent if you could get a different attitude.
Yeah.
Granted, he wasn't that much trouble
with the Pelicans.
With the Pelicans. Yeah. But
I actually, I actually liked him with the Pelicans. It's just like when he got hurt.
Yeah.
Anthony, that seemed to help the team a lot. Anthony Davis went off more and just seemed like the team was just playing better. So I liked him when he was in the NL, but the cohesiveness with him and the rest of those guys, not attitude wise, but just talent wise, I think that kind of messed the team up a little bit. So,
Well, and I also think his injury is going to scare a lot of teams away as well.
Especially that.
You know, it was an Achilles. That's tough. You know, some of the rumors I've read is that once again Dallas would like to make a move, but I think Dallas will make a move on DeAndre Jordan or DeMarcus Cousins. Obviously, they won't make the move for both. You know, with you know, we're looking at a team that just got rid of a center, the Washington Wizards. I wouldn't be shocked if they try to make a move.
John Wall and Boogie back together, man.
Just saying, getting some Kentucky
back
at it. But, I mean, in terms of just looking for logical fits, I don't know why that wouldn't be seen as one.
Yeah, that's, you know, you brought that up, man. That would be very interesting, you know, to get rid of Gortat.
And like you said, there's the Kentucky connect there. So
yeah, exactly. You're definitely getting an upgrade at that center position. You got Austin Rivers coming off the you know, bench. I think you could help them off the bench. Just how would they still, you know, get, you know, Wall and Beal to work together? But, you know, I definitely like that ball, Wall and Boogie Cousins connecting in. That could be deadly. So very interesting to see that. Okay, up next we have Paul George. You know, huge. Everybody's expecting him to go to the Lakers. You know, like I said, if I had my choice, I would get Boogie there, leave him out. But, you know, he's a great player. He could definitely help this Laker team win some championships down the road. So, you think he's going to go to L.A., man? You think there's another team he's going to go to? Or?
Nah, L.A. would be my top choice for him. I think we've been saying that for a few years. I think that's where he would probably have the most impact.
Yeah.
It's a team that needs just a hard-nosed scorer. They do not have one. I mean, last year you're looking at Kuzma taking over quite a bit of the scoring. Ingram took a big step forward, but I don't think Ingram is the guy.
I agree.
Julius Randle could be out the door, and he wasn't the guy.
And you know, it sucks because I like Randle. Randle was
but it's not his role to go out there and score 20 a game. Yeah. Paul George could get in there and score 20 a game.
Yeah.
So I think the Lakers are the best fit both ways for them and them for him.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, we got to talk about the King, man, LeBron James. Where do you think he's going to end up?
It's so much fun to talk about him leaving, but I think he went back to Cleveland for a reason. He won the championship, but I think he knows Cleveland is his home. Cleveland's where his biggest supporters are. I just don't see him. I mean, yes, he won the championship. He doesn't owe anything to Cleveland ever again.
Yeah.
The guy already, you know, has the key to the city and owns everything there. I just wonder if he feels like he owes it to Cleveland to stay.
Yeah.
Especially with how he left the first time. Granted, if he leaves this time, it's going to be, you know, 1990s bad boys dipping their head right past the Bulls and trying to leave without being seen. And that's what it would be if he leaves. Yeah. It would be, you know, like you're trying to sneak out of the house when it's pitch black outside so your parents don't hear you.
Yeah.
But if I had to put it down right now, I'd say he stays. He'll stay in Cleveland. They'll figure something out. I mean, if LeBron James came knocking on your door and said, "Hey, come play in Cleveland," I don't know anybody saying no.
Yeah.
Could they bring in somebody else? Yeah, it's possible. But, I mean, yes, they got blown out by Golden State in the finals this year. But I don't necessarily want to say they had a super tough time getting back.
Yeah.
Granted, tough opening series against Indiana. But I think Cleveland was trying to find their playoff feet. And Indiana was throwing everything in the kitchen sink at them.
Yeah.
So, you know, LeBron, he could take a pay cut. Someone else could take a pay cut, and they could end up with LeBron, Kevin Love, somebody else, and possibly maintain Rodney Hood, you know, keep JR, you know, they can basically keep the band together and bring in somebody new. It's just, what pay cut are you willing to take? And if LeBron has learned anything from Golden State, it should be that you have to sacrifice if you want the right team.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's be real. Kevin Durant, just prime example of, if you're willing to take a pay cut, you can win.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be shocked if we see LeBron take a I wouldn't be shocked if LeBron takes the max deal. Wouldn't be shocked if he takes a pay cut.
Okay.
Just it just all depends. What team does he want around him?
Yeah. I honestly, you know, not just me being a Laker fan, but I honestly, man, I just feel like LeBron kind of wants out of Cleveland. You know, when I first, you know, to put things in perspective, man, when I first heard that he was going to Miami, I was pissed. I was like, man, this guy's going out here, you know, building a supers team and everything. But now just seeing him in Cleveland, man, just to see just what he has to do. I mean, this guy literally has to do everything for Cleveland. Got to get the boards, got to score, got to, you know, just do everything for this team. This guy literally has teammates out there running away from the rim when they should be shooting the ball, not calling a timeout when they get the board. It's like, dude, I understand it now. You know, this guy needed some players around him that could get the job done. And just how, you know, he went out, especially that, you know, that game one, which is J.R. Smith. It's like, man, do I really think this guy just want to go through this again, man? Just, it's all this hard work to be put in just to have some disappointing letdown like that. Was not expecting him to win a championship against this Golden State team, but man, that was just a huge blow with the whole J.R. Smith thing situation and all that with the team. So I just feel like with him, you know, he got Cleveland their championship ring. You know, he's brought some great moments for the city of Cleveland NBA wise. I just think he needs to just go somewhere, get some more players around him, and just chill. And you know, like I said, he's on the downside of his career, so has to put some players around him that can help him win some more championships and just go out with a bang instead of, you know, possibly having a huge letdown like that again up in Cleveland. So it's going to be interesting. Like I said, I know he's going to – it's going to be tough for him to leave Cleveland. That's the place that he's called home, you know, right from the area and everything like that. So it's going to be a very tough choice for him, but – just looking at it, man, just the disappointment and letdown that he's had this season and just how much he had to just put his body through to carry that team to the NBA Finals. I just think he needs to just go somewhere, get some other players around him and just chill for a little bit. So we'll see. I think out of all that, it'll be the Lakers. But, you know, there was other teams talking about it, too, with, you know, Philly. It'll be interesting to see how him and Ben Simmons could play together. They're just so similar in multiple ways. And then, you know, there's rumors going around with him possibly going to Boston. Not sure Kyrie would like that, but, you know, definitely you got your teams out there that want him. If everybody out there would love to have LeBron if they could get him. So it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I just really think it's going to be tough for him to go to Cleveland just with that letdown. But all right, Ty, anything else to add to that or anything else that we talked about on the show?
No, you know, I think free agency in the NBA is one of the better times, especially when you get a really good free agency class like this one.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fun to speculate and guess and all of that. But, you know, I think we'll, you know, see some new faces on some new teams and the NBA could get a good shakeup this year.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'd be needed a little bit, man, because, you know, I was telling you about the NBA, you know, with the NBA Finals with Golden State. I was not really a huge fan of the Finals.
Well, yeah, the NBA right now is a stale bag of chips. You use your hand sack for more, and you keep getting stale chips.
Exactly. You know, I was telling you, you know, the NFL, MLB, you have your favorites. You know, your team that, you know, Vegas has his team, you know, the favorite to win or whatever. But just because they're a favorite doesn't mean that they're going to end up winning the championship. Teams always pick the Patriots every year. Look what happened. Philly came out and, you know, knocked them off. You know, with the NHL, you had the Knights coming out of nowhere, you know, to possibly win and everything. And then with Pittsburgh getting knocked off. So it's I'm looking for the change, man. It's, you know, I need something new. I'm getting tired of this Cavs versus Golden State matchup every year. I like LeBron. I appreciate what he's doing, but I'm tired of seeing him in the finals every year. I want to, you know, if he comes to L.A., of course I want to see him in the finals. But, you know, shake it up a little bit, man. I just need a little change right now. So it'll be good.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys, just closing in on that. Just want to thank you all for listening to the show. You can check us out, this podcast out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes. Just hit us up in that search engine, Don't Kill the Messengers Podcast. We should pop up. Also, feel free to check us out on Twitter at DKM_cast. We'd love to hear from you guys. Besides that, peace out. Take care. We'll catch y'all on the next episode.